The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to WMTS, World Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. As you always know, we are the Internet's only 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week radio network that's on nonstop with news that you can use. That's right, and we have an update from a great company, Nexsource Materials. The ticker symbol on the OTC is NSRC, November Sierra Romeo Charlie, and on a Toronto Exchange is NEXT, N-E-X-T. That's November Echo X-Ray Tango. Nexsource Materials is a Canadian mine development company based in Toronto, Ontario, that's rapidly developing its 100% owned graphite project in southern Madagascar to production. My very special guest is Mr. Brent Nicolaitan. He is the Senior Vice President of Corporate Development. Brent, welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Evan.
Right off the bat, let's get an update on the company and how is the company doing these days?
Well, we're doing well here. The we are a late-stage development company here in Canada, and we have our project in Madagascar. We've been there now for almost 10 years, and we're at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, where we are shovel-ready, which means at this point we are ready to raise the mine capital to build the graphite mine, which will put us securely as one of the highest quality, largest graphite mines globally, and certainly one of the largest producers of the high-quality flake material, which the world right now is desperately looking for.
Tell us a little bit about graphite's growing interest as a battery material, which is continuing.
Well, yes. In the last 6-7 months, I mean, everybody's been hearing about batteries and electric vehicles and the push, but lately it's the battery materials or the energy materials, they sometimes refer to it. And those are the direct raw materials in batteries that power them. And that's been the lithium and the cobalt have really grabbed a lot of the attention, and graphite. Graphite has always been kind of the lagging of the three, because of all those three, the top demand for lithium and cobalt are batteries, whereas graphite is still the making of steel, and it's one of the most essential materials known to man, and we wouldn't be able to make over 200-300 products that we use every single day without graphite. But graphite is absolutely one of the most essential parts of lithium-ion batteries and alkaline batteries, and those three particular materials are getting a tremendous amount of attention. And what's happening now is that the fever for graphite has grown exponentially in the last 3 months, and it's showing, as well as what happened to lithium and cobalt about a year ago, where the prices of those materials had gone up, direct related to batteries. Graphite now is moving up just like it did with the lithium and the cobalt. And we've seen now a 30 to 40% price increase in flake graphite. And the attention from the markets, from the companies that produce batteries, are all looking for the primary sources of graphite. So I was at a conference in California just last week, and these are now seem to be happening almost on a weekly basis, but these are material and battery material and energy material conferences where they talk specifically about batteries and the raw materials, and these are put on for the industry because they're all wondering how do they get a hold of more material, how do they secure more graphite, and these conferences answer those questions. So some of the things I'd like to share with your listeners are just some of the dramatic demand trends that are happening around the electrification and the battery materials. So specifically graphite has been, again, one of the most stable raw materials out there, and it has a very strong traditional use in steelmaking. And roughly 1 million tons of graphite is produced and consumed every single year, of which half of that is the flake graphite. And the flake graphite is the form of graphite that you definitely want, and it's the one everybody is looking for because that form of graphite goes into any application that graphite takes, and that is specifically the batteries and the that go into our consumer electronics, and of course it's the form of graphite that enables us to make all the steel products. So what we found out with the growth curve is that graphite's been growing steadily. It really peaked in 2008, and then it fell off because China, basically, the making of steel and the GDPs of these countries are directly tied to the demand of graphite. And what's happened now in the last 2 or 3 years, particularly in the last 6 months, is the battery revolution has come, and the amount of battery-grade graphite that's consumed in the world out of that 500,000 tons of flake is roughly 98,000 tons, so just about a fifth. And what we're seeing right now, and the growth curve it's predicted, in the next 3 years, we're going to see a doubling of the amount of graphite needed for batteries. And the next 10 years, by 2026, tenfold. Tenfold demand is forecasted in that segment. And this is all to do with batteries. On top of that, you still have the standard 5% to 10% growth that's happening with graphite in its traditional use, which is steelmaking. So this causes a big problem. Where are these graphite demand and all this product going to come from? Well, China controls 70 to 80% of the world's graphite. So where you have to find that is in expansion in those mines, which are problematic. We'll get into later. But right now, you need to find new sources of graphite. We're seeing some other things happening right now, and it's just this massive move towards electrification. So Volvo, VW, Porsche, Audi, Mercedes, General Motors, Nissan, Range Rover, and Ford have all announced they are moving to electrification, with several of them, Volvo and VW, Mercedes particularly, and General Motors, announcing they are no longer making internal combustion engines, i.e. gas engines, in the next 3 to 5 years, depending on the company. So these are huge announcements that are really signaling the fact that it's not a question of if, it is definitely a question of when electric vehicles are coming. The other major takeaway is that the only competition to graphite in a battery, on the negative side, is its synthetic form, which is man-made, and we can go ahead and make synthetic graphite. It's now known that the demand for natural flake graphite, the demand to have more of the natural graphite in a battery than the synthetic, is happening. And we're seeing that for two reasons. One is that the cost to make the synthetic graphite is roughly double than what it is to buy the natural flake graphite. And the fact that natural flake graphite has some wonderful characteristics that Mother Nature has bestowed on it that you cannot get from the synthetic. So when it comes to electric vehicles, for example, natural flake graphite, you get more energy density in a battery, which means range. So put more natural flake graphite, the cost of your battery falls, and the range of that battery goes up. Two things that certainly the consumers want to see when they think about electric vehicles.
You know, it's really amazing. A friend of mine down here where I reside owns a Ford dealership, and he is the president of all of South Florida Ford. And him and I were having a discussion the other day, and he was actually telling me that the Ford product is turning towards the electric vehicle.
Absolutely. And again, as I mentioned, it's one thing to see Tesla driving around, which are beautiful cars, well-ranked, and everybody sees them as the halo brand. But when you see the normal big three, especially car manufacturers in the United States, and then you see the big German ones all turning around, and the Swedish conservative car company like Volvo announcing we're moving to electric and electric only, then that is an absolute sea change. And it is conceivable, and that we'll be all driving electric vehicles at some point in our lives, and certainly our children and our generations below us will most likely buy their first vehicle will be electric, not internal combustion engine. So this has a profound effect on graphite and those battery materials, and it just so happens that with us and our mine in Madagascar that we're trying to build, it's a perfect storm right now that's happening, and we're quite excited about it.
Once again, folks, the ticker symbol is NSRC on the OTC, NSRC on the OTC, and of course, on the Toronto Exchange, it's NEXT, N-E-X-T, N-E-X-T. Tell us about the strong growth for other value-added use for graphite, if you would.
Well, graphite, again, is just one of these. It's like baking soda. I always kind of joke. It has many applications that people aren't aware of, and it's one of those things that you probably leave at the back of your fridge and never think of. So graphite, I mean, is beyond the pencil. We use over 200 applications a day that rely on flake graphite, and flake graphite is the most premium form of graphite and allows us to move it into certain applications. So aside from the steel making, which, again, graphite is a refractory. It means it does not break down under intense heat. It doesn't break down under intense acid attack. So what we do with graphite is we can line the molds and the steel crucibles, and when you pour molten steel to make all these products that we use every single day, the graphite is what allows us to use and apply molten steel to these crucibles. If it wasn't there, the steel would just melt right through and you wouldn't be able to make anything. So when you look at other applications besides the battery, it is consumer electronics and it's fire retardants and textiles. And the form of graphite that allows these wonderful applications in those industries is graphite foils. And graphite foils come from exclusively graphite flake. So when you think of fire retardants, both in the textiles, so what firemen wear, protective blankets, protective coverings on walls, on industrial applications, graphite doesn't melt under extreme temperatures. It does not melt until it approaches 3,500 degrees Celsius, so extremely hot temperatures. But in consumer electronics, these are what allow us to get into very thin materials. So our smartphones out there, these incredibly thin plasma televisions and LCD screens, all of these things have a sheet of graphite foil, and their purpose is as a heat dissipator. There's no longer any fans in our smartphones because they're too small, so how do you dissipate the heat? So these things are essential for small and increasingly shrinking consumer electronics that we demand every single day, but also they add as a sealant. So they keep the dust out, and they keep the heat nicely spread. So every solar panel, every flat-screen television, every single computer monitor has graphite foils in there. And that is a very, very fast and aggressively growing segment. And once again, it's all to do with flake graphite.
My very special guest is the Senior Vice President of Corporate Development, Mr. Brent Nicolaitan from NexSource Materials. Again, of course, the company NexSource Materials. And the ticker symbol is NSRC on the OTC and NEXT on the Toronto Stock Exchange. The website, nexsourcematerials.com, is where you want to visit and check out all the information they have. We'll take a short pause, and when we return, the conversation continues. Don't go anywhere.
In today's digital world, there are so many things we can do. We can shop online. We can use public Wi-Fi. We can even bank online. That is, we can do a lot of things that can expose our personal information to identity thieves. But LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all these things because LifeLock can help to protect you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit, LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes, and protection starts right away. Call 1-800-921-3 or visit LifeLock.com right now and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MEDVED to save 10% on your membership. 1-800-921-3790. I ride with Uber a lot of times when I'm traveling or when I'm home and I don't want to drive or deal with parking. And talking with drivers, they can tell me they love the flexibility and the freedom of working when they want. Especially parents with kids who have busy summer schedules. They drop their kids where they need to be, then they start earning right away driving with Uber. Some even enjoy the day with their kids at a park and then drive later after the kids go to bed. Driving with Uber makes it easy to work whenever you want. Just turn on the app, the ride requests come in, and you're off earning extra money. It can help you stay on budget every month or save for a summer vacation. These are just some of the reasons that driving with Uber is a great option. It's easy to get on the road, and it's always there when you need to earn right away on your own schedule. Drive with Uber just a few hours a day, and you can watch the money add up. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Do you have your 401k placed where you are guaranteed protection against the highs and lows of our cyclical economy? It's time to protect yourself, and I'd like to tell you how. Goldco Precious Metals, gold and silver alike. As we all know too well, there are constant changes in our government and the well-being of our economy. So we have to ensure our money is stable and secure, and more Americans are turning to gold IRAs because they combine the time-tested security of a physical asset with the modern tax-advantaged features of an individual IRA. My friends at Goldco, these are quite remarkable people, are trained to help you take the next steps to financial security. I did the same. I trust them. The market will change, that we know. Precious metals are a solid way to diversify your assets and protect your retirement. Get a free IRA guide by filling out a simple form at PragerGold.com. No obligation. Go to PragerGold.com today to ensure your tomorrow. That's PragerGold.com, PragerGold.com.
At Ring, we take home security very seriously. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Over a million people now use the Ring Video Doorbell to help protect their homes. At Ring, we know that home security begins at the front door, but it doesn't end there. We thought, why not extend that same security to the rest of your home? Introducing the Ring Floodlight Cam. The Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera with two ultra-bright LED lights. Floodlight Cam's motion sensors immediately alert you on your phone when anyone steps onto your property. You can see and speak to them whether you're home or away. If you don't like what you see, you can activate the 110 decibel alarm on your Floodlight Cam right from your phone. At Ring, we believe we can be smarter about home security. The Ring Video Doorbell and Ring Floodlight Cam put security where you need it most. And Ring puts security in your hands so you can stop crime before it happens. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/100 and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/100.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. Financial talk the way it ought to be. This is MoneyTalkStation.com.
And welcome back to WMTS World Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. My very special guest, Mr. Brent Nicolaitan. He's the Senior Vice President of Corporate Development for NexSource Materials. And Brent, is flake graphite pricing up? And if so, is it showing any signs of slowing down at all?
Well, no. With the again, this is a wonderful time for the graphite producers, and like ourselves, we've been one of the things we've always been cautioning your listeners on is that all these projects out there are using very inflated prices for graphite, and our project, with being a bankable feasibility stage project, which means there's economics that you can go and look up and you can see what the project's going to make. We use very conservative and below the price currently of graphite. And that's one of the things we pride ourselves on, because at the end of the day, everybody will sell you what they want you to read, and most people are building on the future prices of graphite when you really have to look at, well, if a mine's opening up next year, it has to be able to operate on today's reality. And while it's very exciting what's going to be happening, and we're all bored, it's still reality is that graphite today is still very much the traditional markets it's serving. So what's happening that's wonderful news is that graphite prices has jumped 30%, so they're following the lithium and the cobalt, which went up over 300% in the last year. So graphite's predicted to do exactly the same thing. And the reason why that's happening is because of the a lot of the attention on the battery material aspect of graphite, but it's also the fact that graphite demand is not just batteries. Graphite is so well entrenched as a traditional metal and material for steel making and for the consumer electronics and the foils that it's firing on all cylinders across its top demands. And graphite, like I said before, is kind of like baking soda. It has all these wonderful different uses across different industries. And that's the wonderful thing about that. So it is firing across everything. And that's why the markets are starting to wake up to the graphite. China, again, controls 70 to 80% of the world's graphite. Graphite's a critical mineral. It has been in North America and the European Union now for over 5 years. The United States imports 100% of its natural graphite, and China controls all of that. That makes, well, particularly in the America side, very nervous that China is controlling all these critical minerals to its borders. So China right now is going through a bit of an issue where their environmental standards are so poor that they're shutting down graphite mines, and it's really restricting supply. So we're seeing the price evolve around that, and some of these mines will never open up again unless they clean up their act, so to speak. And then we also see the fact that the mega factories are coming, these battery super plants, and everybody's probably heard by now the Tesla Gigafactory is coming, but it's an impressive and massive undertaking by Tesla, where they will basically predict they will produce all of the world's lithium-ion batteries under one roof, and that is quite something. But let me tell you, there's now 13 megafactories being built around the world in Asia that will absolutely match, if not dwarf, the Gigafactory. So when you see all these things happening, it means the world, the different companies are all bracing for a huge, huge spurge in electrification of cars.
Brent, is the explosive growth forecasted? And if so, if it is, what exactly does that mean?
Well, we are very clear, and I think it's not a question of when and if, but the vehicles of the future will be driven by batteries.
Okay.
The shortages of battery materials now are just cluing into these massive corporations, and countries, quite honestly, are wondering where are our securities of supply going to come from these incredibly essential raw materials. So again, the United States importing 100% of their graphite. If you want to be a battery company in the United States, you can find your lithium, you can find your cobalt, but you're not going to find your graphite. So you have to import that from China or from Madagascar, where we are, or from other places. But again, you're going to have to find security supply. So what we're seeing now is an aggressive maneuver by industries, companies, in some cases countries, want to lock in these raw materials, the primary supplies, which are the mines. So you want to make sure, and again, one of ours, it's very well tested in the due diligence, is that they're going to look for deposits that are high in quality, very long mine lives, and strategically located to the key markets, which are Asia and Europe and the United States. So again, Madagascar is strategically located right below the top battery markets, so we're in a very, very good space there.
You know, this is really incredible, because it's you know, it seems like you said, that the world is moving to electric vehicles, and what's going to happen, there's going to be a massive rush, and then supply and demand is going to create a big factor, isn't it?
Yeah, so what's happening right now is the question is this going to happen in 2 to 5 years? When is the tipping point here? The tipping point has hit. The question is, when's the inflection point coming for penetration of electric vehicles? So it's been very clear in these all the analysts of saying, when electric vehicles hit the cost and range parity with an internal combustion engine, then the market is going to shift dramatically towards electric vehicles. And to speak to some of these aggressive forecasts, I mean, Bloomberg, Reuters, you're looking at the oil companies like Shell have come out with very aggressive forecasts, 30 to 50%. And 10% penetration alone of electric vehicles will be a tripling or quadrupling of the graphite space.
The name of the company, NexSource Materials. My very special guest, Mr. Brent Nicolaitan. He's the Senior Vice President of Corporate Development. Go to the website, nexsourcematerials.com, for more information. Brent, thanks so much, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, Evan. Take care.
More information coming up next on World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.